Hey, everybody, this is K-Bay, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Girl, you could be my shotgun rider, sitting pretty in a shotgun seat, with your long hair blowing out the window, and got you looking like a top-down dream. Might find a little heaven in the headlights, way out there under the pines. Yeah, we could pull an up all-nighter, and you can be my shotgun rider. If you're in the mood for some Alabama, baby, I can put them on. If you wanna cruise down to Atlanta, we can go anywhere you want. And take a two-lane road or a back street, take a long girl as long as you love me. If I got you right here, right beside me, then I'm right where I wanna be. Girl, you could be my shotgun rider, sitting pretty in a shotgun seat, with your long hair blowing out the window, got you looking like a top-down dream. Might find a little heaven in the headlights, way up there under the pines. Yeah, we could pull an up all-nighter, and you can be my shotgun rider. Let me show you where I came up, the parking lot where we blazed up. I'll show you everything from A to Z. It ain't much, but it is to me. No, girl, no, it won't take long, just a couple more country songs playing on the radio, and then I'll take you home.
Let's go.
Girl, you can be my shotgun rider, sitting pretty in a shotgun seat, with your long hair blowing out the window, got you looking like a top-down dream. Might find a little heaven in the headlights, way out there under the pines. Yeah, we could pull an up all-nighter, and you can be my shotgun rider. Girl, you could be my shotgun rider, sitting pretty in a shotgun seat, with your long hair blowing out the window, got you looking like a top-down dream. Might find a little heaven in the headlights, way out there under the pines. Yeah, we could pull an up all-nighter, and you can be my shotgun rider.
Welcome to the show. On the telephone is Tay-Bay.
How you doing?
Did I say that right?
You did, yeah. I know you definitely did. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, were you born with that name?
I was, yeah. No, I was. My father is actually from Nigeria in West Africa.
Okay.
So that's kind of the, that's kind of where that came from.
Let's talk about Tay-Bay. You know, you're brought up in Canada, but living in Nashville. Is that correct?
Yeah, originally from the Toronto area of Canada, just across the border from the U.S., but I've lived in Nashville for, my goodness, many, many years. I moved there when I was 16, so it's been a long time.
You've lived in the U.K. as well for a little while.
Yeah, I did, back in, 2012, 13. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was doing a lot of songwriting here in the U.K. for people like One Direction and Pixie Lott, JLS, a lot of those pop artists back in that day. So yeah, I was living over here for a little bit.
Well, that was a real treat. So what did you write for One Direction?
I wrote two songs on their second album, and got to co-produce those as well. It was pretty cool working with those guys. I mean, when I was working with One Direction, they were at the time arguably the biggest band in the world. So to have that type of credit on my CV it's pretty awesome.
Well, that's very good, and it's probably made your bank manager very happy as well.
I've done all right.
Have you always loved country music?
I mean, country has always been where I felt like I needed to be as far as an artist. But I truly listen to everything. I have an incredibly eclectic taste in music. I love all music, all genres. But country feels, it's always felt like where I needed to be.
Good. Well, you've got this a single out with Una Healy, which is the song of the summer. Which is a great song. We played it last week.
Oh, thank you.
Good. So how did you meet up with her?
Yeah, I mean, the whole situation with Una basically came about through a cold call, to be honest with you. I've been familiar with Una for many years, just, you know, through her whole tenure with the Saturdays. And we started talking about someone a little bit different that we could do a duet with and collaborate with. And Una's name came up, and obviously I instantly knew who she was. And the connection eventually came that her management is from Montreal, so a fellow Canadian. And I think that hopefully made the process a little bit easier to convince Una to sing on this song. But at the end of the day, it really didn't take much convincing, because she really loved the record the first time she heard it. And the next thing you know, we've got a single out together.
Well, you're obviously in the UK now. You're not in Nashville, and you've come over. Did you have to isolate at all when you came over?
I did, yeah. I had to do a potentially 10-day quarantine, but I was able to get out after 5 days because I took advantage of the test and release scheme. So I'm a free man here in the UK now, ready to mingle.
Yeah, that's good, because you did some dates at the weekend, didn't you?
I did, yeah. The second day that I got out of quarantine, I was playing. I played a couple shows here in London. One was a boat cruise on the River Thames, which was incredible, and the other was a performance for Pizza Express Live, which is, you know, the Pizza Express food chain, but they have like a live concert series that I got to participate in.
I think that was part of the Nashville to London series as well, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Good, yep, good, good.
Exactly.
So I know you're going to be doing the Buckle and Boots Festival this weekend. Are there any other dates, or is that just it?
The Buckle and Boots Festival, yeah, coming up on the 1st of August, and then from there we head straight to Germany. We're playing a show in Hamburg. And then from there, we fly to Canada to headline a festival, and then eventually back in Nashville. So it's been a pretty crazy couple of weeks, but I'm glad to finally finish it up here in the UK with this festival, Buckle and Boots, up in Manchester.
That's great. I mean, you're making out like we're nearly back to normal. We're saying I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It sounds great to hear that, because all the interviews I've done in the last few months, it's been, oh, we can't play, we can't do this, you know, we're doing everything online. So it's great that live music can start again. That's great.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, being up on stage earlier in the week, performing in front of real live people was something I've missed for sure. I mean, it's been easily 16, 17 months since I was able to do that, as well as most people. So being up on stage with real people was pretty awesome, and I look forward to continuing that as we head up to Stockport this weekend. Hey everybody, this is Tay-Bay, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I've been known to steal a couple curly fries from her side of the table on a date. And I've been known to flip the finger to the guy driving slow over in the fast lane. And when I steal the covers on the bed, or lose a 20 in a stupid bed, she shakes her head, smiles at me and says, who's gonna love you if I don't? Rose petal trails on the floor. And I've been known to get the candles all lit, set the mood for when she walks through the door. We put on a record, slow dance, and just before I go to pull her in, she pulls back, smiles at me and says, who's gonna love you if I don't? Who's gonna love gonna
don't. Yeah, who's gonna love you if I won't? Who you gonna call? Who you gonna kiss? Nobody's gonna put up with your shit. Who's gonna love you if I don't? Yeah, who's gonna love you if I don't? And nobody. I told the baby it's a good thing I got you. Cause who's gonna love me if you don't?
What other music have you had out?
Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm just starting to grow the fan base here in the UK, even though I've had, you know, a considerable amount of success in Canada and the US. We had a song called The Good Ones that was out. It was another collaboration as well with a girl named Mary May. We've had Shotgun Rider, Denim on Denim is a single that I put out probably 3 years ago that was just certified platinum. So for those, you know, those listeners of your show who are maybe not familiar with my music, I think there's a lot of back catalog there over the last couple of years. A lot of hits they could check out and become more familiar.
So what's plans for the future after these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to Nashville, see my wife and kids, because I've been gone. By the time I get back, I will have been gone for almost a month, which is quite long, but I'm just happy to be back on stage and able to perform again. So I look forward to getting home, but also probably going to start working on a new record here over the next month or so. I just feel like it's time to get moving again, and look forward to working on some new music and hopefully having another single out before the end of the year.
Because back in 2019, you did Sea to Sea?
I did, yeah. I did Sea to Sea back in 2019. I played Sea to Sea Germany. I was here in 2020 for Sea to Sea as well, but unfortunately it got canceled. So yeah, I've spent a lot of time in the UK just growing my fan base. And I feel like, especially with this current single that features Una Healy, it's kind of allowing me to jump the queue a little bit and just really grow the fan base a little bit quicker than normal.
Looking forward to coming back next year and doing some more dates here and possibly Sea to Sea again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, regardless of whether or not Sea to Sea actually happens, because, you know, who knows at this point, but I am definitely planning on coming back to the UK, if not for Country Music Week in October, then for a full tour in probably March of next year.
Well, Tabe, good luck on this weekend, and good luck with the duet single that you've got out with Una. I'd like you to announce it now for us.
Awesome. Coming up next is my brand new single featuring Una Healy. It's called Song of the Summer.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, this is Tabe, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I knew every street, every red light, but I still got lost staring in her eyes. They were Carolina blue. We turned it up when that song came on. She knew every word by heart. We were singing along in the dark to that song of the summer. Driving around with the windows down, I'll never forget her. That shotgun smile every midnight mile. Had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. And that song of the summer. Song of the summer.
We danced, we laughed until we cried. Man, they flew on by. A little bit too fast, just like that playlist we moved on.
Now all that I got left is a memory I won't forget. And that song of the summer. Driving around with the windows down, I'll never forget her. That shotgun smile every midnight mile. Had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. summer. Summer. I can still remember that song of the summer.
I still remember
driving around with the windows down. I'll never forget her. That shotgun smile every midnight. My had her hands on me, working overtime, making it hard to stay between the lines. Back when it was just you and I. And that song of the summer. Summer. Song of the summer.